On yesterday's show, we talked about the continuing opioid crisis, but the Drug Enforcement Administration, or agency rather, says that methamphetamine, crystal meth, is the number one drug threat to Atlanta. This after investigators found 500 pounds of meth stored in Disney figurines in Atlanta. The drugs seized last month are valued at nearly $2 million. Vernon Keenan is the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. He joins us to talk about meth in Georgia this morning. Good morning, Vernon.
Good morning.
Also with us is Jim Langford. He's executive director of the Georgia Prevention Project, an organization aimed at stopping teens from doing drugs. It evolved from something called the Georgia Meth Project. And Jim, let me start with you. Just remind everybody, what exactly is meth?
Well, meth is a chemical. It's not really a natural substance at all. It was derived from a variety of other chemicals. The origination of it was actually in World War II, and Hitler's chemists came up with a way to have troops fight for several days with no sleep and kill without remorse. So it's a terrible chemical that's been around for quite a while.
What does it look like? How do you consume it? What does it do to you?
Well, it comes in various forms. The crystal form that you're talking about, you know, is one where these crystals have formed in the bottom of a tank or a bottle where the people have created this substance. They're then able to crush it up, and they can snort it, they can smoke it, they can inject it, they can get it into the body a variety of ways, even in a soft drink. So there are a variety of reasons that it's easy to consume. And why people go after it. It affects the body by revving the body up. It creates a high five times more powerful than cocaine, and that high can last for quite a while, 6 to 12 hours.
And what are the particular hazards associated with it?
Well, it wears out every organ in the body. You know, my organization morphed into the Georgia Prevention Project to go after the opioid and heroin problem. And so we make a comment, not lightly, that opioids and heroin will kill you quickly. Meth will kill you slowly. Meth will destroy every organ in the body eventually because all those organs just wear out. And there's only about a 5% chance that once you're on meth that you're ever going to get off and stay off.
Meanwhile, as you mentioned, opioids are killing people by the thousands. Vernon Keenan with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, do you buy the DEA's argument that meth is the biggest drug threat to the metro Atlanta area and not opioids?
Yeah. Well, they're both major problems for the Atlanta area, but methamphetamine is a tremendous problem. And I think the DEA is looking at the number of seizures of drugs in the state, and they're basing their calculation on that, plus the destructive nature of methamphetamine. Now, we've seen a marked increase in methamphetamine seizures in Georgia since 2002. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation operates the crime lab system for the state. We're the only crime lab in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. So we're able to track trends of drugs very closely based on seizures by law enforcement. And we've seen that methamphetamine has now become the number one seized drug in the state of Georgia. In fact, it encompasses 40% of all the drugs submitted to the state crime laboratory. So, what is associated with methamphetamine, besides the widespread use and seizure, is the violence that's associated with persons who use methamphetamine. Because a meth user is very prone to being sexually active with children, they're very destructive, they're very violent, they confront police. And many of the instances you see in the state of Georgia of very violent crimes are related to persons who are using methamphetamine.
And the DEA is calling Atlanta an East Coast hub for meth, Vernon. Why do you think that is?
Because of our transportation system. What has occurred is originally methamphetamine was being manufactured in small laboratories throughout the state of Georgia. And a decade ago, we seized over 800 methamphetamine laboratories. This past year, we seized only 16. It doesn't mean that meth has decreased. What has occurred is that the Mexican drug cartels have stepped in, and they now supply a very pure form of methamphetamine, and the users do not have to manufacture this themselves in small laboratories. In fact, the cost of methamphetamine has dropped 80% in the past 10 years. So it's very pure, it's very cheap, and it's widely distributed. But the transportation system is what brings methamphetamine into the Atlanta area, and then it's distributed throughout the southeast. So we're the hub for the Mexican drug cartels, not only for methamphetamine, but for fentanyl and other types of drugs.
Now, assuming you wanted to approach this problem from a law enforcement perspective, which is your business, Vernon, that is trying to address it through through prohibition, what could this area of the country possibly do to prevent itself from those factors that you protect itself from those factors that you mentioned? The interstates are going to go to Atlanta no matter what you do. What can you do?
Well, the key to this is prevention efforts to stop people from ever experimenting with methamphetamine, particularly children, because it can be almost an instantaneous addiction. So we strongly support education efforts to educate the public about the dangers of methamphetamine, and then we do aggressive law enforcement. You know, one of my assessments is that the large amount of methamphetamine seized in Georgia and then submitted to our crime laboratory is based upon acts of violence where the law enforcement investigating those acts of violence, sexual assault, et cetera, they find methamphetamine. And this is part of the story here. But, you know, opioid addiction and what we're experiencing in the United States is terrible also. But that problem has overshadowed what is happening in the methamphetamine world.
We're talking about the impact of meth, particularly on the metro Atlanta area. The DEA saying that meth is the number one drug threat to Atlanta, surpassing opioids. And we're talking about this with Vernon Keenan, whom you just heard there. He's the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Also with us is Jim Langford. He's with the organization, the Georgia Prevention Project, which works with teens to try to prevent them from doing the stuff in the first place. And Jim, when it comes to meth, what's the most persuasive argument that you've got when talking to young people to tell them to stay away from this stuff?
Well, we launched a major campaign in 2010 and 11 that Vernon helped us get off the ground, brought to Georgia by a fellow named Tom Siebel, who in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming, he'd spent about $30 million of his own money to try to create this campaign. And the campaign was very simple, very direct. And that is to make meth uncool among teenagers, both from ages 12 to 17. Make it uncool, make meth lifestyle undesirable. And we launched that campaign in 2010. We ranked, we launched 26,000 TV radio spots, 23,000 TV spots, and 588 billboards with a heavy, heavy saturation over about a 14-month period. And we have seen those statistics show that those younger people really do stay away from meth. So a lot of the meth that you're seeing now are in the age groups, you know, 25 and older. The younger kids still believe, even as a result of that campaign, even though it was several years ago, still believe that meth is not something they want anything to do with. They don't know where.
How specifically do you convince them that it's uncool? Do you appeal to the overdeveloped sense of vanity that a lot of young kids
Absolutely.
Have? I mean, meth, there's certainly a stereotype that after a few years on meth, people really look like hell.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of them. Absolutely. And you know, show them what they're physically going to look like. Show them that this is not a glamorous lifestyle, that you're going to be obsessed with this meth. You're going to be hanging around with a terrible crowd and only bad things are going to result. Now, it's not a preachy campaign at all. And a good part of what we do as well is have younger people actually trained to train other people, sort of peer-to-peer counseling, if you will, or peer-to-peer education with these younger people influencing each other. And so we've now also trained about 750 teachers in Georgia through an online system so that we can then track those teachers, see what they're teaching, see how they're teaching in the classroom, and actually help kids train those kids to actually help the teachers teach that class in the classroom. So we've seen a lot of good results come out of that. We've seen a lot of, I could run some statistics for you to tell you what those attitudes, how they've changed. But we feel very good about where we're going with methamphetamine. Again,
so I've talked. Go ahead, Vernon.
Go ahead.
Well, we've talked about approaching this from a law enforcement right. perspective with you, Vernon, the GBI. Mm-hmm. We've talked about approaching it from a prevention perspective with you, Jim. What about approaching it from a treatment perspective? Are there particular challenges to treating addicts who are people who are addicted to methamphetamine as opposed to other drugs? Either of you.
Well, meth is just really difficult. I mean, there aren't any really good substitutes, if you will, you know, drugs that help get them off of methamphetamine, wean them off. It just doesn't. They're not any good magic bullets for that.
What does withdrawal feel like?
Well, withdrawal on meth comes fairly quickly, meaning that what happens, meth actually gets out of the system within 48 hours, 72 hours. It comes out of the system very quickly. These people who are on meth, they may stay awake for 5 or 6 or 7 days. I mean, they just, or even longer, and then they'll crash for 2 or 3 days. And so the withdrawal comes from the dopamine in the brain that has been revved up so high, and then, you know, they've got to come down off of that. But it's very, very difficult to treat. People want to go back to that dopamine high, and they keep coming back to that. So it's not the same as a physical addiction in terms of the organs shutting down and doing those things that happen with an opioid. It's a little more insidious than that.
Vernon, last word goes to you. What's the GBI going to do about this problem next?
Well, we're continuing partnering with our federal law enforcement agencies to combat the drug cartels bringing in the large amounts of methamphetamine and being distributed out. We aggressively work with federal partners. We make major seizures. I mean, this is money. This is a business for the drug cartels. Yeah. They're bringing in drugs to meet a demand, and we're trying to dry that supply up.
That was GBI Director Vernon Keenan. We were also talking there with Jim Langford, Director of the Georgia Prevention Project, talking about methamphetamines, which, believe it or not, the DEA says is the number one drug threat to the metro Atlanta area nowadays, not the opioid epidemic, though both obviously very, very significant problems. Thanks to you both, and good luck with your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.